Okay, sir, whenever you're ready.
Okay. My name is Bill Vanka, and I'm going to be talking today about HMC director integration that's occurring during 5.1 but will be available post 5.1 for reasons of availability of HMC update. There's a FOIL package. The FOIL package that I'm presenting, starting on page 2, covers the top or describes the topics that I'll be addressing during this presentation. So I'm starting on page 2. I've got defined HMC discovery using industry standard SLP. Basically, that's the equivalent of the discovery that's occurring for all other components within Director today. It's been standardized, and an SLP agent is installed on the HMC to discover. Managed via SIM standard using SMWG model. It's a model that's being pushed down on all platforms that Director will be discovering. Show relationships between HMC, P-Series, I-Series servers, and their LPARs, and the installed operating systems. You'll see views of that in the presentation that show the representation of each of those components and how they relate to each other. Power management on all the related managed objects, managed platforms, I should say. Inventory of HMC, albeit limited, but inventory on what's available and what we can retrieve from the HMC. Hardware status and alerts integrated into the main console and all its functionality that brings. Launch in context to WebSM task on HMC for more advanced tasks. And you'll see pictures of that. That's the existing HMC console that's been integrated into the Director console. Okay, going to the next slide, which is the first of those content, shows what we're looking at here is the center pane on the new Director console for 5.1, and it shows a representation of an HMC, a single HMC, which has been discovered, a CAC, multiple, the CAC being the P Julie, multiple LPARs that are defined on that CAC, and under one of those LPARs, the BizTech AIX LPAR, is a discovered agent that's running on that particular LPAR, a Director agent. Happens to be a Tier 1 agent, or level 1, I should say, level 1 agent. So that's the representation. That's the way it's viewed. What should be noted here is it shows a single HMC. The advantage within Director, of course, is the fact that, you know, it's an aggregation of multiple HMCs that you can view at the same time on a single console and perform actions against and view status of. So it's all going to be integrated into a single console, but with this view, you're seeing just what's snapshotted on a single HMC that's been discovered. Okay. Okay. The next FOIL 4, is HMC attributes. I mentioned in the lead-in that HMCs are discovered via SLP. The attributes returned, SLP properties that are returned are saved persistently with each HMC managed object. And what you're viewing is the attributes that were retrieved with that SLP discovery. Things like machine type, model, serial number, UUID, which is the HMC ID that's defined there. Most importantly, the SIMOM IP, which is the address that's used to communicate with the SIMOM for further discovery of managed systems by that HMC and their status and control. So through the SIMOM and the instrumentation that I mentioned, the SMW instrumentation that's on the SIMOM on the HCP is how the management is done primarily. So this is an initial snapshot that you get with the SLP discovery. And once it's unlocked, you're able to go down and communicate with the SIMOM and get further information and provide hardware control. Okay, FOIL 5. I wish this was interactive, but it's not. Power management on related managed platforms. One of the primary functions, which may be viewed as the most important function, is the ability to perform power control on all the managed elements of the HMC directly and in a consistent manner with any other managed platform within Director. It's showing here in LPAR, BizTech, LPAR, and context menu of the tasks that can be performed against that particular LPAR, and in particular the listed power management tasks that can be performed against that LPAR. And it's showing restart now and power off now. The status as a result of performing that power action, if you were to power it off, you'd get corresponding event back from that gets logged in Director back from the HMC to dynamically keep up to date the status of that particular LPAR. So, you know, if we were to double click, like I showed you the properties for any of the managed objects, I showed you of the HMC of the LPAR, the equivalent power status would be, or power state would be shown in the properties, and currently it would, since it's showing power off, it would show that it's powered on, and after performing the power off, you'd see it go to power powered off state. So integrated into Director means all the tasks that make sense, that are supported, are invoked in a similar manner with any other task on Director. It's showing you context menu-wise. You can drag and drop from the right-hand pane if it were viewed. And again, the status is shown in the properties of the particular LPAR. So, going to FOIL 6, we've got inventory of HMC. We do perform inventory. It's somewhat limited, but it does give you enough for higher level applications to perform some pretty sophisticated function. Hopefully in the future that'll grow. This is consistent for both I and P series. I didn't mention that in the preliminary, but it is for both I and P series, and the same inventory is available for both. That would indicate, you know, what architecture we're running on in this inventory, tell you what installed memory is available, what logical memory is available on LPARs, tell you machine type model serial number. Those are the sorts of things that it would make available to you in inventory, things that you would persist in the database, in addition to the attributes that I've already shown you. Inventory. Hardware status on page or FOIL 7. I'm sure most are familiar with hardware status in previous releases. This is just a snapshot of what hardware status has always looked like and the functionality that it has, but the key point here is that hardware status is available for all the managed systems that are all the systems that are managed by HMC. They're service alerts in the form of service alerts that are currently viewed from HMC console. They're integrated into Director. They're Director events. You can perform event action plans based on those events. And it also feeds into hardware status. And it shows you if there's a particular service event outstanding, it'll show you the appropriate severity. And once that error condition is cleared manually by the customer CE or the customer, a corresponding clearing event would occur and it would clear out that status. So basically, you'd see the status for any particular LPAR or CAC shown on the console as you're viewing those particular managed elements, and you'd also see a summary of all systems that may be in a particular state. You know, this doesn't show all the three filters. On the left-hand side of the Director console, there's a number of filters that are available, and there's three filters in particular. There's critical, warning, and informational, and you can go and view any system that's in critical, warning, or informational, as well as view HMCs, HMCs and their members, and see a summary of the current state of just those categories of managed systems as well. So that's hardware status for HMC. FOIL 8 is the alerts from HMC. As I mentioned, the hardware status is enabled by alerts that feed in from the HMC into Director. Again, they're all aggregated into this central managing server, or one or more Director servers. Okay, you can have more than one management server managing an HMC, or you can have more than one system being managed by an HMC, and all that is viewed as well graphically on the HMC console, discovered and viewed graphically. So, but this is a view of the alerts that would occur or could occur from an HMC, and it's showing you two that were systems that went online or offline. They'd show you power state changes on any of the LPARs or CACs. They'd show you service events, as I mentioned before. Many of those, again, can be tied into an event action plan if you wish to create one. So, FOIL 9 shows you the launch in context of WebSM task on HMC. There's three points of interest in this particular view. What I've already mentioned is it shows you the HMCs that are aggregated on a single console. There's two HMCs being managed here, discovered and managed. It shows you the association. In particular, the top HMC has a single CAC that's called CAC 10, P-Series CAC 10, and multiple LPARs, LPAR A through D. And then under LPAR A, it shows you P-Linux operating system that was discovered, that happened to have an agent that was discovered and associated with LPAR A. So, all that is viewed so that same functionality that I showed, say, for example, if you wanted to perform power on the platform itself through the out-of-band path, through HMC, you'd right-mouse click on LPAR A and perform particular power action. Or if you wanted to go through the agent, you could right-mouse click on the P-Linux operating system managed object, the in-band path, and right-mouse click and perform a power action on it, or any other action, of course. Inventory, it's basically the aggregation. Inventory, again, would be an aggregation of what's gathered in band and what's gathered out of band, and all the attributes and all the functionality. And current status, you know, is shown, you know, for both in band and out of band. So it's you know, we're fully connected. Okay, this also shows a, you know, a critical severity on the particular CAC, the P series CAC-10 that I mentioned. So. And then lastly, what this FOIL was intended to show was, of course, the launch in context of the HMC console itself. For more sophisticated functionality, more advanced functions, you'd launch the HMC console directly. So you could launch this HMC console on HMC 01 or HMC 02 or both, and perform, you know, direct your function, your request towards either HMC and or its managed systems. Unfortunately, this was just kind of cut and paste, but what you'd normally see if you were viewing on the HMC console is the exact same topology that's represented on the the director console, because, you know, that's what it does. It'll retrieve all the managed systems, all the CACs, all the LPARs, exactly what the HMC knows about would be represented on the on the director console, and they'd actually shadow each other. But this happened to be another HMC, apparently, that was pasted in here. But actions that you can perform are all the actions that are available through HMC: creating LPARs, destroying LPARs, you know, adding users, doing operations on frames. HMC maintenance, service applications, all that is available to you. And, you know, of course, it requires you to log in using a user ID password when you do launch the HMC console. That's all I had for today. You know, it's unfortunate it's not interactive now, but I just will mention that if you have questions, direct them to Maddie at us.ibm.com. Before October 1st, and there'll be a question and answer call-in session in early October. So that's all I have. Hope you enjoyed it.
Okay, Mel.
Yeah, I guess I'm done. I'll just let me just same time.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're there? Okay. So I guess I didn't. I only ran probably 15 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't have a whole lot to present here, but
right. So operator, I hope when he ended, you stopped the MP3.
Yes, ma'am. We have stopped recording.
Thank you. Perfect. So, I guess I'm going to jump on the other one, Bill, on Hupler's.